This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. forces helping to evacuate Afghans desperate to flee Taliban rule are on alert for more attacks on Friday, a day after at least one Islamic State suicide bomber killed at least 85 people, including 13 U.S. soldiers outside the gates of Kabul Airport in Afghanistan's capital. Witnesses say two blasts and gunfire rocked the area outside the airport on Thursday evening. One health official claims the toll of Afghans killed has risen to 72. The U.S. military said 13 of its service members were killed and 18 wounded in what it describes as a complex attack. The Islamic State, an enemy of the Taliban as well as the West, said one of its suicide bombers targeted, quote, translators and collaborators with the American army. U.S. commanders are watching for more attacks by the Islamic State, including possibly rockets or car bombs targeting the airport. American forces are racing to complete their withdrawal from Afghanistan by August 31st, the deadline set by U.S. President Joe Biden. The United States top commander says their evacuations will continue despite the threat of future attacks, noting there were still about 1,000 U.S. citizens in Afghanistan. The pace of flights accelerated Friday, and American passport holders had been allowed to enter the airport compound, according to a Western security official inside the airport. In the past 12 days, Western countries have airlifted nearly 100,000 people, but they acknowledge that thousands will be left behind when the last U.S. troops leave at the end of this month. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.